Ford triple.
Okay,
bar.
Paul gets fired up. Ford going into a C6?
C5.
C6. There's more waters so, here that are getting hot, podcast, by the way.
Paul gets fired up.
Okay, Paul gets fired up.
So the stupidity of this hot water is you buy a Ford triple pump setup for a C6 that you boosted. You want...
Okay, yeah.
Three pumps? Whatever, okay.
Got it. Three? That's all you need?
Do not fit through the hole.
No.
Doesn't fit in the hole. Lube fixes it.
There's literally, like, one of them is on a perch with, like, an Allen head that you can loosen up, get the thing in, and then have to, like... The finagling is unbelievable.
And we're talking about...
Any other car, you could buy a Camaro, a CTSV, whatever. You drop the tank out of it, put the four triple pump, it takes a little finagling. Put the lock ring
in. So the Corvette is an amazing fuel system.
The Corvette...
It is an engineering failure.
Agreed. Failure.
Well, yeah,
but it works until you modify it.
The sending unit goes through, like, I don't know,
you don't want to replace
an inch
it.
Bigger.
You don't want to buy a gas tank that you have to put a fuel sending unit in it. You just buy the whole thing all together and just put it in the car and call it a day.
But then you have to fight the stupid lines that go through the crossover.
Yeah,
tube.
That crossover.
I've had to purchase and replace those said lines.
Oh my god!
From
so customers,
C5,
we pull those tanks to do cages.
Oh yeah,
they are fucking miserable.
I was talking to my father and I was like, "Dude, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get a keyhole saw and I'm gonna cut a keyhole from the top just so I can take the pipe off."
Yeah.
So and then make a carbon fiber thing over top of it, you know, some little fiber.
You can make a carbon fiber.
Yeah.
And it'd be good. Yeah.
So it's one of those, it's almost like an EVAP fitting where you have like a little tab that sticks up and push it to the side.
Like a little plastic.
But they're a push, pull it back a quarter inch, turn it 30 degrees, pull back, right 90 degrees, then it comes undone. It's fucking stupid.
Down in the hole.
Yeah.
So you can't even, like, get your
You can't reach to
there.
It. Can't get to it.
You're reaching between
you're
the
breaking.
Transmission
so what
and
you're
the
saying
wheel
is,
and everything.
The reason why old men with white Nikes, New Balance,
Jordan
Corvettes is shorts. Because they are old enough and wealthy enough to have somebody else work on them.
Yes.
For sure.
The easiest way to take the fuel tanks out of a C5 or C6.
Fire.
Is to drop the torque tube and transmission first. Then you can actually see what you're doing.
How I did mine.
When you have to do it with the torque tube.
Because Richard's an asshole and says, no, we're not dropping that stuff. People hate you.
Yeah.
Just saying, they hate you.
You can't see what you're doing. You're doing everything
you
by
do blind,
feel.
Braille. Braille,
so
to speak.
The torque tube has to come out before the fuel
the
tube
transmission.
Has to come
out.
Yes.
Hold on.
So there's
hold on.
Two tubes.
Two tanks.
Whoa.
The
balance
way.
Tube, basically.
Your transmission, your torque tube, your rear end is all mounted to the rear subframe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take all of that out.
So drop the subframe.
Well, you don't have
to.
It makes your life easier.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
Do.
Well, sure. But you got to take all that out.
There's a difference between what is it like? 4 versus 8 flag hours.
No, it's like 45. 0.75
it's
flag
like
hours.
It's 16 to get it out.
Versus 16 hours.
Yeah.
This is the easy way to do the tank.
Mm-hmm.
The hard way is to do it by braille.
And then you break all kinds of shit.
Yeah, dude.
Based
and
on my
you
experience.
You will break all sorts of shit.
Let me tell you.
Because none of it's new.
I did it without the
Most
transmission.
Of it's 20 years
no,
old.
It's all brittle plastic.
Yeah.
I did it without the transmission in. That was amazing.
Okay.
But not really.
Water.
Okay. I did it with the transmission in.
Water.
And I was like, I'm using all the wrong tools. I'm so good.
You're still nursing yours. We need nipples.
And I learned that you can't use an oil wrench on it. You got to get one of those rubber strapped wrenches to get the pipe off.
What are we talking about again?
The bridge pipe.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Where how it spins on.
So I got the bridge pipe by hand. It's the
I can't
the,
get
the,
it by hand.
The lines that run inside.
Just wrap your
of
hand
it,
around it.
Yeah.
That
grab
I literally
it.
Just want so to take a sawzall
it,
tool.
Here's what I did with the lines because... inside. I took a damn toe strap and, well, not, what's the other one? The ratchet strap.
Okay, yeah.
And I attached it to the other side of the transmission and I cranked on it until that thing pulled out by itself.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
No, I got it out.
Didn't fuck it up. The clips?
I had to drop the gas tank again because I had to check my fuel pump because that was having an issue. And
put
I
a new
like,
one in while you're there.
Yeah, no. And
I don't understand why they made the sending unit hole so small.
It's like literally smaller than the sending unit.
Yeah.
You have to like force that thing into it. It's an engineering failure. Those two things, the bridge pipe.
Otherwise,
so the best part is the first time I watched this, because I was like, oh, if I needed a fuel pump, how hard is it to do? They're like, oh, you can do it on the ground. You pull the rear wheelhouse out, pull the tires.
Yeah.
It's right there. And it is just some bolts underneath to get the...
8 hours later.
What they don't tell you...
where they fuck you is...
Bloody knuckles.
Mm-hmm. You can get the sending unit plug off. You can get the fuel line off the top of it. No problem. But it's the crossover pipe, because... Basically, what happens is when you fill the car, you're filling both tanks.
Right,
and
okay,
this
yeah,
one
yeah.
siphons back into that one as you're using fuel.
Okay, yep, yep.
It's that crossover pipe that you have to get out of the weird stainless steel tube that they ran between
them. It's a stainless steel tube with two lines inside of it.
Yes.
And they're both...
The fitting
push clip
to release them,
retainer, like you push it, the little tooth comes up, and you pull it off.
You move the tab, and it should pop right off.
No,
but if you pull on it before you remove the tab from the edge, you break the tooth. Hmm. Example, on the C5 Z06 that we recently did, that was a $280 part that was broken by us trying to get the fucking thing apart. It's like, I don't want to do anymore. Like, I'm not doing it. Or you're paying me an extra $500.
So
I'm not doing that.
For a C5 or
fuck
C6
off.
Fuel pump,
fuck off.
You need to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I will break your shit.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be happy about it. It's going to cost a fortune. Mm-hmm. Corvette tax,
or,
whatever you want to call it. It's
just go ahead and factor that into the price.
No, it's like, you're going to pay for it, because it's going to fucking break. It's going to break.
Well, as we'll go to eBay right now, I'll get you another one.
Well, the one we got was brand new old stock. Like, it was still GM package. It was amazing. And eBay for the win.
Huh.
So, eBay Motors, technically.
Yeah, yeah. New old stock. Cool.
Yeah. It works.
Huh.
But, yeah.
Fucking Corvette.
What's the Honda shit that sucks?
Love the car to death, but if I swear to God, if the fuel pump dies, I might just, I don't know.
Sell it as is.
It'll get a whole fuel cell. That's what I'm saying.
Not on a Corvette.
Fuel pump goes out?
Oh, yeah.
Cage it.
It's fucking horrible. Cage it.
Goes out. Cage it.
That's
it
why
is.
Scott's has got a cage in it now.
I still say I think I'd just buy one of those Aeromotive inlines that you've got and plumb that in.
It's already caged.
Be done with it.
Yeah.
Aeromotive.
It's got a fuel pump.
Good shit.
Yeah.
It's a fuel pump I can actually get to.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it works. Works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. if fuel pump goes out in the gas tanks, it's just going to be a race car. That's just all it is. We're just going to do race car shit.
Well,
so you title this C5 hate? Is that what
that's
is
C6, you're
calling?
C5,
C6, same.
Yeah.
C7, same.
Or just cage it.
Or just cage it.
Just cage it, whatever it is.
Actually, the C7 is the same as well.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Same. All same system.
Okay, so does Chevrolet, will they sell you the, like, if you buy a gas tank, does the pump come with it?
No. Are you
the
kidding me?
Unit's a separate
part. Is that a Honda thing?
Have you met GM?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Jim? No, I don't know Jim.
No, they
just
don't.
Just saying.
And if
Jim
somebody wants a two-pump or three-pump setup,
holy crap,
C5, C6, or C7, you may as well tell them to go piss up a rope.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. Because the only way that's going to happen is you're going to put in a fuel cell, and it's going to be behind your rear end, and you're going to get rid of your mufflers.
It can be done, because I've done it. But it's one of those things, like, why did they make this so difficult to do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, Ford knows it's a problem.
Yeah.
They make one pump so it tips up so that you can get the shit through the hole. When it goes, when it's finally in the hole, you can tip
rotate
it back down. And literally you have to put their little wrench down in there.
They had a better engineer, that's all.
So
and then
the
you can set it down. And,
the keyhole saw idea. I was going to go for that. Until I realized that part of the damn frame runs above the pipe.
Hmm?
Yep.
Yeah, now you got to be real off.
So it, there's
comes
a,
up
there's
on the side
a,
of
there's
it.
A frame piece that goes right above that pipe.
Think about it being a ladder saw.
Everything else is FRP.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay,
yep.
Except for that. Right there where that damn tube is.
Noise.
Next time I have a C5 apart, I'll have you come over, because it's...
I'm not coming over for a C5.
Pretty spectacular.
I keep wanting to point at the lift because Scott's was up
is
there.
It's usually up there, but it's not right now.
Yeah.
It's good to go touch it, and you're like, what the fuck thought this was a good idea? Like, it was all made, to my opinion, it was all designed and engineered in the fact of this is where they have to be. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't what's easiest, what's best. This is where they have to be because of weight distribution, because of location. This is the only opportunity is where they go because we have to put a full set of golf clubs in the back.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there is not a better place to put them on the car.
So mine's a hatch, not a fixed roof coupe.
Yeah.
I would have gladly taken a slightly less trunk space.
Oh, yeah.
For the ability to be able to...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, if my gas gauge quits working, it's going to stay that way until
the fuel pump quits.
And if fuel pump quits, then it'll all get addressed in one shot. Because
it's
that much of
a
pain.
I ran with a fuel gauge that failed for about a year.
I say there are. It is easier to change an engine in that car.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's easier to change the clutch.
Yeah.
This is true too.
You know.
Might as well do that while you're there.
While you
have the fuel pump change. Let's go and put a clutch in it.
Go ahead and put a fuel sending unit in it, which you're going to fight with that too.
Yeah. Go ahead and cage it.
None of it's good. Go ahead and cage it while you're there. Cage it. Let's go drifting. Let's go drifting.
Yeah, I know, guy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's an engineering failure.
Well, and that's the funny thing that we even talk about Corvettes right now, because recently I watched a video that was all about that transition from C4 to C5, how Chevy wasn't doing all that great. Yeah.
So, no, they weren't.
And
they didn't give them much money. Matter of fact, they weren't giving them any money.
Yeah.
And so that was actually the Corvette guys kind of went off on their own and designed the C5 under on a C4 platform, if you will, before they got more money to go forward with.
Yes.
They brought it to the big wigs and they were like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
like, after it was done.
Yes.
Like, pretty much done.
There was no, oversight.
Yeah.
Like, Then, yeah.
And they finally got some funding from the company to go to what is now the C5, for example.
Yeah. I think what's amazing.
And technically, that C5, 6, and 7 are all pretty much the same.
Same.
Yeah, sure.
Body's a little different.
The candy wrapper has changed, is really what it comes down. Yeah. And the technology and stuff has changed as well.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the
bones,
the monocoque and all the crap underneath is about the same shit.
Best part about the C5. It's better than C3. Garbage GM kit car.
I don't know. If I had to pick...
Don't you dare.
To put a fuel pump
don't
in,
you,
it would be a
well,
C3.
Fuel pump
yeah,
change,
absolutely.
I got that. That's like 5 minutes versus 50 hours. Like, fuck.
Or
I can do that.
Or a clutch.
Or a clutch.
You could do them both at the same time it would take to do the other one.
Oh, my God.
I know how long that takes in a C3. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Fucking hate the C3.
My
most hated car in the world.
Really?
C3 Corvette.
I thought that.
But
why?
I've restored three.
Since we're talking about stuff that pisses us off.
And all three are an issue.
Piss you off.
I will walk the other way when somebody drives into a C3. Fuck you, I'm out. Like, I'm done.
Tell me where C3 hurt you. Show me where C3 hurt you. Where?
It's a big hole. Yeah. It's a big hole.
Literally. Dude, I sent him pictures of some badass fucking C3s.
No, there are some
Restomod
ones. Make them
and,
so
cool. And he's like, garbage. I'm like, it's
well,
not.
That was almost my first car. Almost.
I'm
Which
glad.
I think
thank your father for that.
77.
So I had a 76.
Yes, yeah.
I had a 76.
So there was a, I guess it was like right around that 15, 16, you know. And we were looking at cars.
Not Hondas.
And it's just not Hondas. No,
not Hondas.
Hondas at all.
I'm just making sure. Like, no
Hondas
were on the radar. Okay.
So
no Honda vans.
What happened?
Yeah. I thought
life has changed.
So terrible. And so, you know, my dad was, super into cars as well. But his whole idea was like, I can either buy you something and you can drive around, or we can spend a bunch of money, buy something, and drive you around.
Yeah.
Or we can spend less money and build something, buy something cheaper and build it up cool, whatever you want to do. So one of the first cars we went and looked at was in my neighborhood, and it was a blue, T-top 77, which I think was the last year of the Stingray. I think it was. It didn't have any of the chrome bumper.
It was
after
2 years ago. The Stingray.
Well, no, I guess for whatever.
Oh,
that model,
okay.
For
you're
the
talking
Stingray,
about that piece
whatever.
Of shit kit car. Got it.
For
yeah,
to say Stingray on the side, maybe, but that body style ran through 82.
Oh, that was a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 68 to 82 was that entire run of that body style.
Yeah.
68 through 72 had metal bumpers.
I That yeah, almost ran longer than a Jeep Grand Wagon. No, it didn't. Never mind.
Not even close.
The first car I ever wanted was a Wagoneer. A Jeep Wagoneer.
Oh, my.
Yeah. First car I ever wanted. Yeah,
I would have rather had the C3.
It was that kind of like cream color. Yeah. It was a lot like the one out here. It was like cream color with a wood on the side, and I thought that was just the coolest freaking thing ever. It was right in front of the neighborhood I grew up in, and the husband had that car, and his wife was one of those Mary Kay ladies, she always had a pink Cadillac. So I always thought
that Wagoneer was the first car. All the makeup on.
But I thought that'd be coolest.
I can't say my first car, even my first cool car was a Corvette, but I did own a C3 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard can say what he wants.
He'll cuss it. Today he dies. He'll cuss it.
It was easier to work on than a lot of the modern ones. There wasn't as much to it. It was a weird car to drive because you sat so close to the rear axle, almost on top of it.
No. Oh, okay.
So when you turned a corner, it had that on the back of the bus kind of feeling. It was weird. But the car was good otherwise.
They call that the pendulum effect.
For a 76 fucking, 1976 technology, K-car. It was,
Also, when you get in that middle cluster, that's Jerry.
In the C3?
Oh, dude, yeah. You get in it, it's like...
All your oil pressure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Drugs are bad. Drugs are fucking bad.
In front of you have a giant tag.
You must be cool cluster. Get in a C8.
That's cool cluster. The one I looked at was a 4-speed.
Yeah, mine was a
4-speed. And I remember the reverse was different. It was over. Yeah. I think it was over one way or the other. Yeah. And it had like a little bit of like a wood. I think it had like a wood.
Vinyl. Vinyl and a wood pattern.
There's a wood and then there's a black.
It's a kit car, remember. It's not real.
True. No, it's fiberglass kit car.
I actually learned to drive in a 77. My mother had one, and she put me on her lap. Mm-hmm. This was before, seatbelts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I learned to drive at, 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was saying that. So I learned to drive in an old Jeep Wrangler. I couldn't even tell you what year it was. It was just some, farm truck. One of my friends had, some farm place, and it was just – that's where we would do that. But but my very first car I ever had didn't run, and it was a
surprise.
I think it was an 87 944.
Was your car drug out of a junkyard?
No.
For you and your father to put together a rebuild?
No, but that sounds cool.
It was, so it wasn't.
There would have been a whole lot of getting cussed out in this
area. 64 and a half.
Yeah.
Plymouth Belvedere 2.
Ooh, cool.
Convertible. Ooh. One of 700 make.
Yeah.
Restored it over two summers, sold it so we could all move to North Carolina when the oil crisis
hit. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful car. Still don't want it this day. It was just weird and ugly, and it was cool, but it wasn't cool.
I realize we're recording here and all that, but you were totally on board with the 68 fucking 427 tri-power car. Why is that?
That is not a restoration car. That is a maintained car.
No, I kind of remember talking about this.
This is the one time. Where it was. Let's call it a barn.
It's the only time you've had me on board. And here's the thing. It wasn't for me.
No, it was for me.
It might have been for you. But if it wasn't for you, it was to sell and make money. That's where Richard was in. Sell, make money, right?
I got you.
That's the goal. I want to retire one day. I really do. I promise.
I'm with you.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's...
So this was customer or friend of a customer we had, or friend of an acquaintance, not even customer. We do business together. But anyway, and said, hey, I have a C3 for sale. I'm like, I don't fucking want it. Oh, I think you want to look at this one. I don't fucking want it. Paul's like, I like C3s. I'm like, what do you got?
Damn it, Paul.
And he starts telling us, right? We start telling us, what the fuck? 427? Wait, 69? All right. Let's go look.
Mm-hmm. When?
It was legit.
This is last year.
Oh, wow.
It was legit.
So this is like the thing to a barn find I've been involved in.
Yeah.
And me as well.
Original owner.
From a father who hunted Mopars.
Bought this thing brand fucking new back in the day.
Yep. NASA employee his entire life.
Oh, okay. So
oh,
far
my
away.
God.
Yeah. When all the astronauts were buying Corvettes, this guy worked there and had his 427 4-speed tri-power.
What color was it?
Dark green.
Dark green.
Almost black. Hmm.
I want to say that I might have seen that on a video.
Hmm.
This car was rough.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's been parked
so
since.
So the deal was, it's been parked for 20-something years.
Yeah, 23, 24 years.
Sitting in this guy's garage. He's old. He wanted to get rid of it.
Almost blind. Had to be let out to the car. And it's been parked. But here's the thing. As we go in to look at it, and not trying to cut you off at all, I promise, but I'm walking around the front of the car. He's looking at the interior, and I'm like, oh, it's open hood. I open the hood. We'd not been told it was tri-power. We'd been told it was 427. Mm-hmm. I open up and see tri-power, and I immediately close the fucking hood. I'm like,
don't look. Done. Don't look at it.
Paul's like, what is that? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. No, open it up. I'm like, no, it's good. It's good. It's good.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, don't overreact. Like, don't overreact. The price changes, right? Keep like,
cool.
We're trying to play the game, so to speak.
Yeah. My flashlight, I'm looking underneath. The floors look good. The
so interior, Paul's talking. Paul's going over the car, and I'm talking to the old man.
Yeah.
Old man's got the... It's only had one clutch change. He has the original clutch that came out of it still on the shelf.
That's hilarious.
Radio has changed. Original radio is on the shelf. All the documentation of everything ever done, whatever was taken off with the exception of oil filter, he had it.
Wow.
It was unreal.
It was a convertible car that he had the factory hardtop for.
One that came with it. Like, what? Nice. That doesn't happen.
No.
So, I was like, finally I'm getting giddy. I'm like, well... I said, Richard, I got to make a phone
Understands.
Call real quick.
He still had a job, wasn't working here at the time.
Yeah.
So.
I go out and call my wife. I'm like, told her what this was. I got to buy this car. I don't know how much he wants for it. Whatever it is, I got to buy it.
Yeah. Kidney's going.
I'm like, these.
Dude, it was. When he gave the price, I was like, hold, like, I'll sell a kidney for that.
Yeah.
Like, he gives the price.
I was just going to pull it out of my 401k the next day and.
Done.
Best investment
you
ever made.
Cashier's check. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, bring it back here, get it cleaned up, get it running again.
Turn around, meet him. Yeah, Barrett,
and
whatever.
Dude, they go 70 grand all fucking day long.
Yeah, I was gonna say
for the same car. And so when I started digging into the next day at work, the numbers of like how many were made convertible, how many probably roughly might have had the hard top that came from the factory, all these things with the tri-power, and I had the VIN. I still have all the shit in my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is probably one of like 198
made.
Cars or 96 made or something.
Made. How many things are still around? Yeah. Like, this dude hits us at a price.
Dude comes in, well, I have to get like, you know, 15.5 for it. I'm like, wow.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. And his response was, the guy says, I need 15.5. Paul goes, okay. I'll be here tomorrow. Like, that quick. Like, done. And the guy goes,
no, it's still.
Yeah. Well, I need to talk to John first.
Well, hell.
Who's John? Like, where's John?
John no. here?
Yeah.
Fuck John.
Cut a check right now.
I'm like, who's John?
Thinking this inside.
John was the one telling me I needed to sell the car. And he had told me he'd pay me like 13 or 14 grand. If you're going to be 15, like, he offered first.
I agree. 13
or 14.
Pay this dude's price.
And we're like, you said 15.5. We said yes. Well, let me call him tomorrow and we'll see what happens. I'm like,
no.
No.
You know what that means?
No.
We're here.
Yeah.
You don't see us.
We're ready.
Tri-power sitting out here.
No. Oh,
well,
my
yeah. I kind of remember you telling this story a while ago, but I don't remember what happened after that. What happened to it?
I didn't get the car.
We didn't get it.
Somebody else did?
I guess John. I guess John must have got it.
Dear John.
We're still there.
Old ass John.
Dude, here's like, when the dude pulls out the original clutch, you're just like, what?
No,
like,
I used to have customers like that. I used to have customers that would pay to get shit done, and they would keep the old parts.
Shit. Yeah, broken
just
shit. You're not going to use
it. All in their attic.
Yep.
Just full of stupid 89.
Oh, you got the pictures
Civic.
Still? You're pulling them up?
Distributor.
Okay.
Or something that's retarded.
Just in case.
Just in case.
But,
oh, yeah.
Like,
I used to have customers just like
the original radio, I'm like, those can be remanned. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sure.
He had the original radio for it. He had, like, I think the car only had, like, 46.
Yeah, 46, 47,000 miles. That was it.
Nice.
I got
Unreal.
A picture of the odometer. Like,
and then we're talking to him before the price. He's like, well, yeah, it was flooded once. We're like, what? We're like, what do you mean flooded? Well, I was driving home and everybody's pulling over and I wanted to get home, so I just drove through it. So, car stalled? Oh no. It's a 427, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
No, I had a little water in the floorboard.
He goes, carpet got a little wet. I was like, oh, so not flooded, just wet. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I've always kept it up out of water. Okay, cool. And it's just like,
wow. Yeah,
we spent hour and a half there, hour and 45 minutes with this old man talking about the car before he even gave us a price.
I agreed to the dude's price. He gives a price. I went to shake his hand, and he was like, well, what?
We're
you
here.
You want it in cash, or you want a cashier check? Tell me what you want.
Yeah, shouldn't ask questions. So
we get in the car, and Paul's like, should I have offered more? I was like, no. Like, he offered that money. You said yes. Deal should have been done.
Yeah. Well, what else did I say? I'm like, so did I just buy a car or not?
No, you got fucked out of a car. You didn't buy a car. You got fucked out of a car.
No,
by John. So, fucking dear John.
Dear John. So my old boss, Mr. Burton.
Yeah.
He always told me a story of where he wanted to go. And actually, I think it was a C3 Corvette. There was some Corvette that he really wanted from some guy in his neighborhood, whatever. And no, I take that back. It wasn't his neighborhood. It was somewhere like hours away. So, you know, he calls
by
the
plane.
Guy. Not that far.
Okay.
So he calls the guy. He's talking to the guy about the car. Guy's like, yeah, you know, it needs some work. I think it was a C3 that was in a fire. In the guy's garage.
There's nothing left of it.
There's probably nothing left of it.
It's fiberglass. Like,
so I think
left.
He's going to just get like, yeah,
the
it's like
kit
a melted,
car frame.
Just this
kit
melted car,
frame.
You know? Yeah. And he goes over the, you know, pricing and stuff like that with the guy. The guy says, okay, bring a trailer. So I think he went and met the guy. Guy's like, okay, yeah, let's talk about a price. They agreed on a price. They shook hands. He goes, okay, I'm going to go home and get a trailer. I'll come back. He leaves. He comes back. The guy sold the car.
Oh,
and it was one of those things where one of those things where I was like, always put down a deposit.
Wow.
Always put down a deposit because
you left.
Yep.
Yep.
I would be so because bad. He left. You know, hour or so away.
Yeah.
Came back with a trailer.
Gone.
Somebody showed up with the cash. You
yeah,
didn't
way
have
it goes.
Cash first time.
Yep.
It is what it is. You know
yeah. How that shit works. It's
but,
crazy.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I had a dude send me to the bank. And I'm at the bank, and he's like, oh, I sold it.
Yeah. Well, then you've got the exact opposite. You got Scott Butler showing up with $13,000 cash for a car. Guy wouldn't take cash.
I drove him up there to Austin.
Wouldn't take cash. We need to go to the bank. Wow. Why? I've got 13 grand cash. No.
Wow.
Need a cashier's check.
They didn't believe it was all real.
What?
Wow.
But they insisted that he bring cash.
I can't Whataburger.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they wouldn't take
the
cash.
That's what they did.
Yeah. From an out-of-town
bank. Had to be an in-town
so
bank.
So he literally had put together the $13K in cash. I drove him up there to go pick this
I'm like,
up.
$13K cash for a car? Fuck yeah, thank you. I mean...
No, we had to go to their bank. The branch that was open.
Jeez.
Their bank people had to like verify that it was all legit cash and no counterfeit. And
wow.
Like, it was a pain in the balls.
The dude wore pink shorts.
Oh,
well,
hey,
that's what you need to know.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just saying.
I might.
Oh, the batshirt.
You might have pink
was,
shorts. I know.
Was like, you know, this was his batshirt.
You're not driving an AMG Mercedes. Your wife is saying, "Get rid of the fucking car."
Oh my God.
This is true. Helen didn't do
you
that.
Got married and had a kid. Now you got rid of your fun car. Like, okay.
Why?
Yeah.
Bad planning.
Mm-mm.
Any other Corvette angst from you?
No, other than the poor engineering on the.
One car. Item. That's it.
That's
one
it?
Item.
No,
nothing
the
about
gas
the C3.
Tank, the gas tank. And the fuel sending unit.
Well, you know where the gas tank was.
C3,
C4,
right? I'm telling you,
yeah,
the C3
back.
Ain't
in
bad.
The back
the
bumper.
Whole, yeah, the back, I'm working on a C4
if
right
you
now.
Expect,
I know.
If you expect the body
you have
work.
You pull the bumper to get at the gas
yeah,
tank. But,
that's what I'm saying.
But the sending unit, you get right from the
top.
Top.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's easy. Yeah. You pull the little plastic piece off. There's 6 bolts around the neck.
Comes right out.
The neck comes out. Fuel pump. Fuel... sending unit, all of it. It's right there.
You know what they did? They were like, "We made this too easy. We're gonna
the
have to C10 make it harder so
truck
everybody brings
gas
their
tank.
Car into the
yeah,
dealership."
So the
no,
C5
was like
out.
The Pintos, and they just couldn't put the gas tank back there anymore.
No,
right?
Not at all.
That's not what it was.
The Pinto was
the
just the one that got.
It for
no,
them?
No.
The threes,
dude. There's tons of cars that had
yeah,
the same
yeah.
gas tank as a Pinto.
Yeah.
It was the Pinto.
The Pinto had the worst
curse. That's all. Like the right lawyer, the right class action. To make things happen. Look at the Corvair.
Yeah.
One guy writes a book that fucking kills the whole brand.
Yeah.
So
well, look at that. But of the same era, the Vegas, the Monzas,
yeah,
all
same,
the
same.
Yeah.
My fucking Roadrunner, same.
Yeah.
Oh really?
All the
behind
back.
The axle, all behind
the
axle.
All
the,
G-box.
The
oh,
Buick,
yeah,
the 225 license plate right there.
Yeah.
All of them were that way.
That big ass Buick sitting right here, same mm-hmm. shit.
Same, hmm. same.
Dang.
Poor yeah, they were all
just
bad.
Pintos got blasted.
Yeah.
Subcompact economy car.
Mm-hmm.
Little tidbit on Richard's hatred of C3. I've been involved in 3 C3 restorations, and when I say restorations, body-wise, okay? Mm-hmm. Have dabbled in some of the mechanical. None of that was good, but it's mechanical. It's not horrible. It's worse on some of the vehicles. But the C3 in the general concept of a body is absolute fucking 1970s fiberglass that you're trying to restore today to today's standards and make shine and make glisten. And as soon as they drive out of the fucking driveway and it tweaks 20 degrees, fucking every body fracture crack comes back in a goddamn thing because it's an S10 frame underneath it. It's fucking garbage. Now, if you want to have rat rod style C3 with no fucking body work, you don't give a shit, we'll spray paint that shit up.
Absolutely.
And then a big 454, the blower sticking out of the hood, I'm in.
I can't imagine.
But this fucking mint black paint job, you better move it around on a square frame. You can't drive the motherfucker.
Paints are all urethane nowadays. They're all flexible.
They don't work for the fuck, I'm telling you. Well, I repainted 2 of them because of that.
Really?
Well, I guess that's what I'm wondering is, okay, then was the paint just garbage from the factory?
No, it wasn't the paint. The fiberglass was better then. So now, as they're...
Fiberglass was better?
Well, it wasn't aged. Sure. Now it's all aged out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's not built to last that fucking long.
So now it's all brittle and...
You're sitting there going to work, and the glass itself is just fucking dust. Like, it falls apart in your hands. The resin is gone. So you're sanding it down, put a new coat on top. Sand it down, put a new coat. Like, fuck. Like, you're burnt.
So
you're literally going through glass.
Brand new fiberglass body.
It may be completely different.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh.
But that shit is fucking garbage.
Well, I wonder, is that something you just, can you just get the body out of Jegs nowadays?
There's a Corvette junkyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. J.C. Whitney.
And
but
you can
here's
buy
the,
everything.
Well, in a Corvette junkyard, it's 50 years old.
Hey, screw mint.
Yeah.
50 years old is 50 years old.
Or, we can start from the beginning of this conversation.
Just carbon fiber it.
Buddy, I like that.
Fuck
off. Favorite C3.
There could be a market there.
Oh, I think there's definitely
a market there if you can find the person.
Plenty of S10 frames out there to build them.
Anybody can afford C3.
I don't know, carbon fiber C3.
Well, you found an auto one.
Did they make auto?
You're gonna put a Honda motor in it anyway.
Anyway, yeah. K24, turbo it, go. Cage it anyway. Come on.
You wanted more than stock horsepower? Is that what you're saying?
That's
pretty pitiful. Actually, K24 would actually make more wheel horsepower than a small block.
Yeah,
so my
185 horsepower. 185?
My 1976.
Well, that's their numbers then. What would it really be? And that's the thing, they go back on some of the old Mopar stuff, the Chevrolet stuff, and they show this motor built to this spec that it would have been as a production vehicle then, and put on the dyno, it's like 180, 190. You're like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, they were advertising 375, 390.
My 76.
Reality is it's half. Yeah. Anything of the late 60s through, I'll say, 82, 83, whatever the factory said, in my experience, what it really made at the wheel was less than half.
But is that... What year you say?
I would say early 70s, 68.
I was thinking when the emissions started coming around.
Oh, no, fuck the emissions. They EPA fucked everything up in the U.S. Yeah. Fuck the EPA. There's so much bad shit to say about those people.
My 76 made 190 to the wheels.
Wheel.
This is a Corvette. Not a Chevette, a Corvette.
That's crazy.
But it's like a Chevette. The Chevette made 90. You made 190.
Oh, Chevette? Yeah.
But seriously,
I had a Verizon that made that kind of power, though.
That is so crazy. I can't believe it. That's so crazy.
You've had those too.
Yeah.
That's
nice. Yeah. And then the 80s came around.
So, to your joke, right? Your supercharged 3.5 liter out of your van makes way more horsepower than C3 Corvette.
Yeah.
Unless you got, the tri-power, because those made, 420. But yeah, the big block vets of the late 60s made horsepower into the 70s. And the big blocks.
Yeah.
They didn't make
shit.
It.
It was 2-something. They were so smug pumped.
But they had torque.
And... Sure, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe.
Yeah, the horsepower was down. But...
Sorry, I'm being a shithead.
Yeah.
Happens.
No, they weren't great.
Interesting.
So
I would not have thought.
They were not great.
You guys know a guy named Liam Bishop?
Not that I know of.
He was one of the first guys to drive the big block Corvette off the line. I mean, the first Corvette with the big block.
How do you know Liam Bishop?
I met him at an AutoZone.
Okay. Were you on drugs again?
Yeah.
I mean, I wish drugs. I was. But it was amazing.
Great. Okay.
I didn't, that was, that's a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was standing there talking to him, and we were eyeballing his awesome Chevy truck.
Yeah, that's what you want to call it. Okay.
And he decided to talk to my friend and I, and we just were hanging out for like 30 minutes, and he told us that he's got like a whole shop full of car parts, and it was a really cool conversation, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he's pushing like 70 or something like that, you know. But rare gem of a person, and to drive something that was a big block, the first one off the line, it being that fast, and sure. then going back and driving a C3 for the very first car that I drove, oof.
Big difference.
Yeah, dude, like you can't compare. But luckily I upgraded once I realized. I was like, I want to go faster.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a C6. That's what I'm going to do.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, I mean, bloody.
To be honest.
And you need I gotta say,
road racing, I mean, drifting, drag racing, it's all C6.
Burnouts around town.
For the little idiosyncrasies in the Corvette, yeah, they're fucking made of plastic and built
parts of them are.
By a guy named Bob in fucking Kentucky. But bang for the buck, I mean.
Hard to beat.
They're hard to beat.
That yeah. Bob's a good old boy. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not arguing. It's not a C3. I can defend a C6. I can defend a C5 and a C7 all day.
And it's not any
C1,
sort
C2,
of fuel related.
Even a C4.
Thing, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Don't look at me wrong. I like C4.
Well,
C4 is wild.
You turn 50, you can start playing for the team. That's your choice. You want to run for the limited zone? That's your choice.
C4 is cheap.
You want to play? I'm just saying. Just like whatever you choose
you know
to
I
do,
cheap.
When the doors are closed, that's your choice. I don't care.
The C4s are probably the cheapest Corvette.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But LS3, they're amazing.
Really?
Oh my god. I'm taking this one apart and you can't touch a bolt without it snapping off.
Shit's old now.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta understand, you're old.
So I just put a water pump in my kid's 95. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't have the snapping off issue, but granted it's a low mileage 95. But they can be dicey to work on, too. I mean, everything's tight. That 85 out there, putting the motor in that, you were there.
Snug.
Dude, it is a fucking tight-ass fit trying to get a motor in and out of one.
Would not have thought that.
It is. Believe it or not.
Okay, so I'm going to go check on the carbon fiber and make sure I still have vacuum.
Carbon fiber.
Make sure it's still sucking.
But, I mean, I don't know. At this point... For cheap fun, I think the C4 is probably the way to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you...
So you're saying, you said C4, you said C4. You didn't say anything, but you didn't say C3. So fuck a C3. Done.
We out.